It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays or Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Before we hear tonight's story, Fibber and Molly would like you to listen to this.
Folks, I'd venture to say that most of you know what real trouble, sickness, and accidents can bring a family, especially if it's Dad who gets ill or injured. Not only are medical expenses budget-breaking, but if Dad's salary check is cut off when he's unable to work, things can be rough and tough for the whole family.
We're talking, of course, about the Prudential Insurance Company's new income protection and hospital and surgical expense plans.
These new plans of Prudential's are outstanding in the field of sickness and accident insurance. They've got certain protective features few other plans have. So, friends, to get the facts on how you can meet the high cost of sickness and accidents for your family, we've got a folder we want you to have.
It'll give you an idea how the Prudential can tailor sickness and accident plans to fit your family needs. Just write your name and address on a card with the word sickness and accident.
And send it to Fibber, McGee, and Molly, Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
That's Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey. Do it today, huh?
It's important for you and for your family.
Mr. McGee of 79 Wistful Vista starts his second day today as a taxi driver. He's handling the job for a young cabbie who's spending a few days in jail through Mr. McGee's fault. We take you now to the cab stand at the Wistful Vista Airport, where it sounds like this.
Get your cab here.
Oh, boy, here's one.
Taxi, sir. Cab downtown. Cab any place. Taxi, sir.
Get off. Get away, boys. You're all too anxious. Here, you, Sunshine Face.
Who, me?
Yeah, your face reminds me of good old Harry Sunshine down Fort Worth way. Made a mint of money with old Sonny and vice versa. I'm taking your cab, Sonny. Here, Paula, fetch my bags and put them in Sonny Boy's cab.
Here, let me help.
Don't lift a finger, Sonny Boy. Here, Porter, here. Here's a $10 bill. Buy yourself a toothpick.
Gee, $10 bill. Here, let me help you in, sir. Careful of the door, sir. Don't knock that beautiful white 10-gallon hat off, sir.
10-gallon hat? Why, son, this hat's just a half pint short of 15 gallons. Get in, get rolling, son. Oh, what's your name, anyhow?
McGee's the name. Fibber McGee.
Happy to meet up with you, McGee. I'm Austin Houston Galveston Pidge, but my friends call me Tex. You call me Tex, son, and I'll call you Sunshine. Now, what's the best place in town to bed down and put on feedback, sonny?
What?
Speak up, sonny. You're among a friend. Now, advise me, boy. Where'll I rest up in this here man's town?
Well, the best hotel is the Ritz Vista. Text.
And step on the throttle, Sunshine. Every time you burn a gallon of gasoline, another dime drops into my pocket. You are my sunshine. My homie, Sunshine.
Now put Mr. Pidge's suitcases over there, boys. Hat box and other stuff in the bedroom. Briefcases on the desk. This suite suits you okay, Tex?
Well, not the Shamrock. Kitchen help wouldn't stay in it overnight, but up here, it's tolerable. Here, catch this roll of pills, Sunshine. Give each of the boys a Dallas dime.
Dallas dime?
That's a $10 bill, sonny. You know, we don't do things by halves where I come from. We're all 200%ers, us Texans. Mighty proud of our Lone Star State.
Sure, sure. Pride of the nation, Texas. Tex?
Sunshine, that was spoke like a true Texan. Say, why don't y'all come back to Texas with me? I'll spudge you in a couple little old oil wells, give you something to live on. $2-3 million a year, whilst you make some real money.
$2-3 million a year?
Before taxes, sonny.
Huh?
Gotta take a little bit of with the sweet, you know. Somebody's gotta pay for the Army and the Navy, and that's why Texans was born. Pay off the help there, Sunshine.
Oh, yeah, they're waiting at the door. Here, boys, here's 10 for you, 10 for you, and you, and here's 10.
Don't you go, though, Sunshine. Now, you wait.
Oh, I ought to get back to driving, Tex. If you're ready to tip me and let me go, I'll get down to...
No, sir, you stay right here, Sunshine. I'm going to adopt you, boy.
Oh, shucks, you can't do that. I'm probably older than you are. Besides, I'm running that cab downstairs.
Sunshine, boy, you tell your boss you're working for good old Austin Houston Galveston Pidge, a wild-eyed, widespread maverick from Texas. First off, we're going to throw a get-acquainted party. Oh. Invite all your friends. I've got to invite one of your bankers over. He's a friend of a friend of mine.
Banker? Who? Oh, old man McDonald of the Third National?
That's a feller in McDonald. Now, get him on the phone, Sunshine. Tell him old Tech Pidge is throwing a party, and we want him over here. Tell him I'll bring regards from his friends in Texas.
Well, maybe you ought to talk to him, Tex. Me and old man McDonald...
We're throwing us a celebration like this town's never seen, Sunshine. Want all your friends over here to help us.
Well, that's swell, but gee, what are we celebrating?
Oh, didn't I tell you yet? Why, that new wildcat field of mine, the one up Panther Creek there. She just gave birth to a dozen kittens.
Kittens?
Them's all well, Sunshine. Every last one of them pumping 30,000 barrels a day.
30,000 barrels? Wow. Boy, that must be in the neighborhood of $1 million a week, Tex.
Yeah, and a mighty fine neighborhood it is, too, Sunshine. Comes to about $10 every time you breathe, boy. So stop holding your breath. I'm losing money. Come on, partner. Live it up.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
What do Viceroys do for you that no other filter tip can do?
Do for me?
Do for me?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. What do Viceroys do for all smokers that no other filter tip can do? Here's the answer. Only Viceroy gives you 20,000 filter traps in every filter tip to filter, filter, filter your smoke while the rich, rich flavor comes through.
You're right. The flavor does come through smoothly, easily.
For my money, Viceroys taste even better than cigarettes without filters.
Next time you hear the question, what do Viceroys do for you that no other filter tip can do? You know the answer. Only Viceroy gives you 20,000 filter traps in every filter tip to filter, filter, filter your smoke while the rich, rich flavor comes through. Smoke Viceroys. Get 20,000 filters. Get richer, smoother flavor.
Just help yourselves, everybody. What you don't see, just order from room service. Only go slow on the Cadillac. Go ahead, speak up. It's your dime. Who? Mr. Mickey? Is Mr. Mickey here? Oh, Mr. McGee. You mean my little partner, Sunshine. Who? Cab company.
Oh, I'm probably fired.
Now, looky here. Now, I done hired this boy in his cab night and day. So you just forget him whilst I'm in this here town. We're just going to let that little old meter run till it runs plumb out. Then we're going to throw away the meter, cab and all, and buy us a new one. So just let us be. Bye. All right, now order up, folks. Getting mine dry outside.
Here's a telegram just come for you, Tex.
Just open it and read it, Sunshine. You're my boy.
Okay. It says, buying Las Vegas lock, stock, and barrel. Do you want to come in with us? Signed, Uncle Clint.
Just wire him back. Dear Unc, you're faded. And sign my name. Now, is everybody happy?
Oh, boy, that's a
word. Now, how's my friend McDonald on there? Boy, get some more refreshments over here to my friend Mike. I want everybody happy here.
Come on, Molly and Docky. I'll introduce you to...
Well. Who you got here, Sunshine?
People I was telling you about, Tex. This is my wife, Molly, and our oldest and biggest friend, Dr. Gamble. Kids, this is Tex.
How do you do, I'm sure.
Pidge.
Sunshine, you're kidding. Pretty girl like this married to you? You lucky old dog, you.
Oh, my goodness.
And you're a lucky lady, Mrs. Sunshine. Salt of the earth, this boy is. Yes, sir, salt of the earth.
I don't get it.
Don't get what, group seat?
Why this Texas tornado blows into town and starts playing Damon and Pythias with you, McGee?
It is a little strange.
Yeah, it really is. Strange that I had to take somebody from out of town to see what a warm, lovable personality I is. I never mentioned it myself because us Texans were too all-fired modest to get swell-hated.
Sunshine, where be you? Come over here, sonny boy.
I'm coming.
Who's over there, Doctor? I can't see.
Why, it's old man McDonald of the Third National Bank and Parker of the Savings and Loan.
Now, attention, folks, attention. I just wanted to honor one of your local citizenry, Mr. Fibber McGee, with this little old document. Ain't much, just a 1% share in a little old oil well pumping away up Panther Creek. Only gets about 10,000 barrels a day. but it's just a little token that I like this boy.
Well, what are you doing?
1% of 100 barrels at $2, that's an income of 200 a day.
Heavenly days, I just can't understand.
I wonder what one of those 1% have cost. Buy, I mean.
Well, you can ask Mr. Old Man McDonald after he's through talking with that Texas man. Looks like he's asking the same question.
I think I will. I've heard a lot about Texans, but I never saw anything like this fella. He just throws money around like
I'm in a daze, Doctor. I just can't believe a thing like this can happen.
Excuse me, Molly. Have you seen a man come in? Oh, there you are.
Oh, Mr. McGee, I have that information for you. It's like you said.
This is my wife, Molly. Molly, Tom Pelton. Tom, this is Dr. Gamble.
How do you do, Mr. Pelton?
Oh, that name's familiar. Are you with
There's no time for guessing games, Doc. If you'll excuse us. Well, come on, Tom. You're sure now.
Connie? Well, I know Connie Hilton when he didn't have two bed sheets put up together. Well, hello, Sunshine. Who we got here?
This is Mr. Pelton, Tex. Mr. Pelton, this is Tex Pidge.
I don't think so. I think this is Pete Fish, alias Gusher Jackson, alias the Oklahoma paper hanger.
Yeah. Huh?
Who is this man?
Tom Pelton's the head of the bunco detail with the Wistful Vista Police Department.
Sunshine, how could you do this to me, boy?
I couldn't help it. You had me invite all the people I knew, then you got ready to sell them fake oil stock. I couldn't let you get away with it. Not when I knew you wasn't a genuine Texan, partner.
Let's go.
Oh, wait a minute. Tell me, Sunshine, when did you find out? When did you first realize I wasn't a genuine Texan?
Almost from the very first, stranger.
Yeah, but what did I do wrong? Where did I slip up?
It was when I hung up your overcoat, stranger.
Yeah?
I looked at the label and it say, made in Boston. Not a word about being made in Texas by Texans. That's when I knowed you weren't a genuine son of Texas. Take him away, boy.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. If the presidential elections were held tomorrow, would you vote for Eisenhower, Stevenson, or someone else? A large cross-section of women throughout the country was asked this question. And the results in the April Woman's Home Companion may surprise you. Don't miss the 10 different candidates picked by American women. And if you've a daughter under 10, see the Woman's Home Companion article, My Child Has Ideas of Her Own About Clothes. Here are 7 smart but easy-to-make patterns you and your daughter won't want to miss. And in the very same issue, you will want to read every word of one of the most unusual love stories in human history. The story of Mary Magdalene, loveliest dancer of the Greeks, victim of Pontius Pilate's nephew. She could not forgive until she had been forgiven. Read the condensation of Frank G. Slaughter's deeply moving bestseller, The Galileans. Get your copy of Woman's Home Companion today. You just can't afford to miss it.
Well, Sunshine, I take it that this was another day where the cabby business didn't meet expenses. You never collected anything from that phony Texan, did you?
Nope. But old man McDonald and a couple others were so grateful, I saved them from investing in imitation oil stocks. They made up a little purse.
How nice.
At my suggestion.
McGee, you should be ashamed.
And it's to be given to George Fraser when he gets out of jail. $20.
Wonderful.
Yep. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Tex was played by Jack Mather and Tom Pelton by Bob Bruce. Well, tomorrow night we'll hear one last episode in the story of Fibber McGee Substitute Cabbie, or One Man's Meter is Another Man's Poison. This is John Wall saying be sure to tune in for the thrilling climax.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.